selling, critical to survival. And when I'm talking about survival, I'm not just talking about getting by, I'm talking about prospering. See, regardless of your preconceived opinion, your idea, or value that you might have regarding sales and salespeople, you need to fully adopt, completely embrace that you're going to have to sell no matter your position or your job in life. Whether you're rich or poor, male or female, on salary or commission, you're always selling something. Or you're selling an idea to someone in order that you advance survival. There's no exception to this rule and no way to escape the fact. That doesn't mean that you'll start wearing polyester slacks and white patent leather shoes and talking fast and pressuring people. Take a moment to consider all the different roles you play in life. Let's say you came up with a wife. I'm a wife. I'm a partner. I'm an employee. I'm a mom. These are different roles you have. Teacher, church member, neighbor, friend, writer, PTA president, whatever. I want you to look at each of these roles. And most people have multiple roles in life. I want you to take and observe how selling is involved in each one of those. Maybe selling isn't your full-time career. And maybe you don't get paid a monetary commission to sell a product. Maybe you don't even have a business card that calls you a salesperson, but I assure you that you'll see how selling will impact your success in each of your roles in life more than any other single ability you have. The receptionist who wants a raise, the actress who wants the part, the guy who wants the girl, all rely on selling themselves, whether they know it or not. A professional salesperson, the career, the guy with the business card that says salesperson, see, he depends on sales for his livelihood and definitely needs to know how to do this thing called selling. Something as simple as driving to work, you do it every day, and then you want to get off the freeway. You will have to negotiate and sell the other drivers without talking. You will have to sell the other drivers so you can actually access the off-ramp. When you find yourself buying a house, for instance, and trying to convince the seller to sell at a lower price, you're not buying, you're selling. When you go to the bank to get a loan, you will be selling the bank on why you should be given a loan. The actor goes to an audition and hopes, wishes, and prays to get the part. Well, no matter how well prepared that actor is, they would be better able to convince the director that not only he or she can act, but he or she is the right person for that part. See, you have to start preparing now because there's no way to avoid the fact that you'll need this skill to survive and do well in life. The skill of sales is so critical to a person's survival and prosperity, I don't understand why it's not required study at school. The fact that it isn't taught in school, that it isn't required or even offered, only further indicates the immense value of those that take the time to learn this skill. See, it's my observation that the most important skills needed in life are not taught in school. I spent 17 years getting a formal education, 12 years, you know, grade school and then to 12th grade and then 5 more years in college. And I can tell you that I have learned more at seminars, from audio programs, from reading books, and talking with other successful business people at conferences than my entire formal education. No successful business person would exclude basic selling, persuasion, and negotiating skills from those things that helped him or her along the way. A person's ability to persuade another is the only thing that will ultimately ensure a person's position in the marketplace today. Academic records, grades, resumes will not guarantee you a promotion or an advancement in life. Only the ability to sell others will guarantee that. All students should be required to learn basic persuasion skills, basic negotiating, and basic closing, and how those are fundamental to life. No other set of skills will better determine the likelihood of a person getting a job, much less being successful in life, than the ability to persuade others, negotiate successfully, and convince others to act. As an employer, I don't always hire the smartest person or the most qualified person to fill a position. I'm much more likely to hire the person who convinces me that they can do the job. I look at the person's ability to persuade before I ever look at the person's resume. The resume is dead. It's the individual that's alive. It's the individual I'll engage with every day. Hey, I'm thinking, will I like the other person? Will I like having them around me? Is this person a winner? Does this person exude confidence and a positive attitude? Can this person convince others to take action? See, I'll hire the persuasive, the positive, and the confident, hands down, over anyone who offers me a fancy resume. It has been said that almost one-fourth of population Earth is involved in selling as a career, but these people are confining their thinking to an industry and a job type. It is incorrect to think of sales in this way. Selling is an absolute must for getting along in life. Breathing, eating, and exercising are not careers for most of us. They're requirements for living and for surviving and for prospering and for making dreams come true. So it is with selling. Most books written about sales are about the career of selling, and they exclude how vital it is to life. It is elementary, vital, as important as breathing, water, and food. My wife constantly asks me, hey, how do you always seem or appear to get your way with people? And the answer is simple. Sweetie, because I want to. I get my way in life because I want a great life for us. I get my way in life because I try to get my way. Oh, yeah, because I know how to sell, I know how to persuade, and I know how to close others on getting what I want. See, whether she knows it or not, my wife is one of the best salespeople I've ever met. She's passionate, persistent, and she also always seems to get her way when she tries to. And hey, it's not just with me. This book, Selling the Secret to Success, is going to teach you how to get your way in life.